Gary McIntosh from Tyringham, Massachusetts. I wanted to commend you on Academic Minute with some serious reservations. You have hardly any representatives of the humanities. It's scandalous. I haven't heard more than one historian in the last year, one literature person, nothing on poetry or drama or music. History in particular is unrepresentative. It is as if the world began in 1940.
Hi, this is Mark Squire from Poughkeepsie, New York. I listen every afternoon, usually from about 3 to 4, and I'm just wondering why you never have an opposing opinion on. I just listened to, I think his name was Gottlieb, talking about Donald Trump, and he just totally misrepresents everything, especially the part about the abortion question. The question to Donald Trump was, if it were illegal for a woman to have an abortion in the United States, should she be held accountable? He totally misrepresented the question. Trump said, of course. I would think the same thing. If it's illegal to sell drugs in this country, I don't think we just punish the drug users. You have to go after the people selling the drugs. And like I say, I just wish he'd have an opposing opinion once in a while instead of just this left-wing dribble.
This is Dee Movius, Mountainville, New York. I just wanted to thank you for the fantastic interview with Bruce Dern this morning. Joe Donahue, as always, is a brilliant interviewer. And as Mr. Dern said, Joe always does his homework. I also want to thank WAMC for giving over the entire hour for the interview and for allowing us listeners to hear Bruce Dern in his own uncensored voice. That's what WAMC does best. It honors the intelligence of its listeners.
Elizabeth Blaschka from Montgomery. I'm listening to Alan and Ira and the group talk about crooked Trump. Well, they still haven't mentioned Hillary's crookedness. Now, remember, I was pro-Hillary in 2008. I wish she had become president, but she didn't. And she's got a lot of baggage, a lot of bad baggage. And I don't see the press looking into her or how she gets her donations and how the foundation may be crawling over into her campaign funds. I mean, I think that the press does owe a right to be fair to both candidates.
Larry Byrne, Highland, New York. Regarding the interview with Moby, I just have to say that the DJ is not a musician. I'll say it again. The DJ is not a musician. Thank you.